Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, people. Welcome. It is indeed TGIF. And aren't y'all glad? I have Jimbo Baggins here with me, of course. I want to welcome those who are on Blog Talk Radio listening, and of course our Facebookers who are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page watching us streaming live. So if you'd like to catch us in action, that's the place to do it. So just a couple tips from me before I turn you over to the magnificent Jimbo Baggins. First of all, we're using ordinary playing cards for these readings, just so you won't mistake them for tarot or any other, like oracle cards or any of the other systems that are out there. This one is highly unique. It uses tools, and they're very dynamic, tools of choice and change, which we will be demonstrating as we give the readings. So bear in mind, nothing is written in stone when you get a personal prophecy reading. It's all about potential. And generally, most of what you are given in a reading of this type will, in fact, become reality and come true for you. But we want you to bear in mind that the future is very fluid. It's impacted by all kinds of other people and their choices that they are making, which, of course, naturally impacts your life as well. So we'll bear that in mind. Also, I'm going to use a full 24-card layout for each of the callers for their readings. Now, I will only lay the cards out once for each caller, but normally in a private session with me, you would be able to have those cards in the layout reshuffled and laid out again for you time after time. But because we're under a time constraint, there will only be one layout per call. And I believe, Jimbo, you're on.
I am indeed. All right. We want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves, though, regardless of that. But we must say these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Also, if you are international, be it on the call, because you can call in internationally. Skype is probably one of your best bets if you don't have a plan. Or if you're international on Facebook Live, which is more common, let us know and we'll give you a live international shout out. We'll talk about all the communication stuff. We got some new people here. We'll get to that so you know how to get a hold of us. Primarily, but not the only way, primarily this is a call-in show. Okay? Or you could Skype this number also. It's 515-602-9676. If anybody on Facebook needs me to repeat it, so I watch. I'm also there kind of moderating, so I can retype it for you or something like that. That's the numero uno method of getting in, but it is not the only method. But first of all, when you do call in, you'll go on hold to get in the queue. We have several in the queue now. You'll hear the show. You'll get a recording basically telling you you're going to listen to the show while you wait. You hear the show, everything's good. We see you on a list, so you're not going to just get forgotten like you're calling the government. If you hear nothing, there was a problem, Houston. You hang up and call again. When we take your call, folks,
yes,
please do these following things if you legally and safely can, and we sure hope you can. All right, we'd like you to immediately get off that speakerphone or get off that Bluetooth device you were using, either one or the other, which you just go to the old phone
what
to the face method.
Their computers. Okay. What about those?
They're on Skype. What are they going to do, Deb? Pick up the computer and put it to their face?
No, I mean if they're, they can't call us from.
They can call us from the computer. They can Skype in, but there's nothing you can do about that.
I think they can Messenger in, too.
No.
I call people from my Messenger, Kyle and the others.
You call their Messenger?
Yeah.
You don't call a phone number?
No, but they can, when you, well, you haven't gotten
there. We haven't even gotten there. Let's push the rewind button there. All right.
All right.
When we take you live, do the following things you legally and safely can. Okay, we would like you to get off the speakerphone and the Bluetooth, as we said. Shut down all your background noises. Kill noises that you probably don't even know are there sometimes. Like you have a TV on all day and you just kind of filter it out. If you're multitasking, killing time because you've been on hold for a while, please stop all that. Chill out, relax, find a quiet, comfortable spot that has great cell phone reception. And we ask these things of you because when your call goes through the cell phone world and to Blog Talk's website and to our computer, not our speakers, there is always some level of sound loss. Some calls different than others, hard to predict, and it can get really bad sometimes. So if you can legally and safely do all those things to make it the best of the best of the best calls, that'd be great. For the folks that cannot, and there I know there's Facebook folks asking, if you cannot call in, quite common, typically it's international, but does not have to be international. Some people locally just don't have access to their cell phone for one reason or another. We will invite you to do an audio or video call to the show. Now, few stipulations. Biggest one is you can't even do that until we announce it and we're ready for it. There's no automatic hold system, no queue to get in. Another important thing is you have to be Facebook friends with Deborah Lee. All right, and that's also who you would be doing making the messenger call to, would be to Deborah Lee. All right, if you're not already friends with Deborah Lee, I will actually put that information in. I'm going to put that in right now for the folks that are on Facebook. You can do so right now during the show. Search for her in the name, and I'm going to put this in the face for the Facebook folks to read. Yeah, my shit's being crazy. All right, yeah. You can search on Facebook. You know how it is when you search for friends and stuff. You'll get a list. You'll see two of her, picture-wise. Send likes or friend requests to both and let us know. She can, right now, pop, accept it if you want to call in if you're a first-timer. All right, so that's your option, Jay. But remember, Deborah Lee, got to be friends. Got to call her. And you only can do that when we say the word.
Yeah!
That, my friends, no matter how you are getting the reading, that is the sound of a Rebel Yell, because Fridays are always Rebel card readings. So when you hear the Rebel Yell, your reading with Deborah has been concluded. It's not half over. It's over. We got to move on. So please don't fire more questions off. Please, please, please. Sometimes I feel like I'm wasting my breath, but I will always say, please don't do that. I could be mean and mute, but I don't want to do that. You know, that's not cool. But when you hear that, please wrap it up, like right that boom. Reading done, because we have to move on to others, and I'm going to give you a single Rebel card reading. Not quite, but pretty close to the opposite of the Angel cards. Not a full, they're not like Satan cards or anything, but there's no little rainbows and unicorns in these cards, just to let you know. And we have our first international folk that let themselves be known, Mike from the UK.
Hey, Mike, glad to have you with us.
Word up on that, dog. And I believe now is the time to take our first caller. First caller is going to be area code 775, which the area code tells us is Nevada.
Nevada.
What is it?
Hello there.
Hello. So nice to talk to you both. My name is Wendy from California.
California.
Hi, Wendy. She's in California, actually.
Yeah, but I just never know sometimes when I see these area codes.
All right. How are you doing, my dear?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, thank you for asking. I had my in-home evaluation by a young lady on the third day of this month. Her name is Brianna. And, she was intensely thorough. But my attorney let me know today that they'll get the report next week, and that they talked to her, and that it should be supportive of my case. And I think we're probably going to go on into the fast lane starting next week. after the report is received. What do you think about all this? And oh, by the way, this attorney, Eddie, he has been awarded best firm, one of the best firms for 2023 for insurance disability. So he is a powerful attorney. And
good.
I am impressed. So, Deborah, I'd like to know what your intuition says. Will it end up to be a settlement, which would be better because I'm not under the thumb of the insurance company, or will it just be an approval, and about how long will all this take?
Okay, now I'll do my best. But for those, we have some new folks tonight. Bear in mind that when it comes to legal or medical issues, we don't have credentials for that, so we can only give you an opinion.
We have some new folks listening. We wanted to make sure they know. All right, well, the cards are going down. Last time we talked to you, you were having problems hearing back from them. I guess that resolved.
Well, I think everything is okay.
Good.
It wasn't a pleasant interaction. It was more like, this is still holidays, which is true. And, but hopefully everything is smoothed over now.
Okay. That's good though. I mean, it sounds like everything, like you said, the ball's rolling. So that's what matters.
Well, I think it's going to be fast lane next week because, this apparently in-home assessment was a huge integral part of my case.
Gotcha.
And, I'm not an attorney, but I think that it will heavily support me. But and the attorneys say that they spoke to Brianna and they feel that it'll likely be very favorable for me. But they don't have the report yet. It'll be probably next week early that I get the report.
All right. Well, the cards are down, Deborah.
All right. What I see here is that your attorneys are, from my perspective, they're going to shoot for a settlement for you rather than you having to wrangle some more with the insurance people, okay? Does that seem on target for you?
Well, it's what I want to have happen, and my thoughts are if they choose settlement, it means that the report is going to heavily support me beyond what they even anticipated.
Okay. Time frame.
And I think that would be awesome. As for time frame, I think from what is here that there should not be any more holdups. This should start flowing pretty smoothly for you. All right? And did that Brianna give you any indication that it was all going real well, or did she not indicate a thing?
Well, they said after they submit the appeal, it'll take about 6 weeks that the insurance company has to really respond. And so if they submit the appeal next week, then it would be right around the end of April if the insurance company takes that long, and they probably will. Or maybe the end of March.
I do see success here for you, Wendy, and it's been long in coming for you. I mean, when you think back to how long you've been at this, my gosh.
Yeah, probably, she probably doesn't want to think that.
No, probably not, but there is relief definitely highlighted here for you and a whole new feeling of I'm trying to think of the right word. Like healthy living is what this card indicates. You're going to feel a lot better in general. So, yes, I think that your case is at long last going to reach its conclusion. Okay, and I think time frame is going to depend on them, you know, mainly. But I do feel that your man there, Eddie, and what was the name of the other guy?
Kevin.
Uh, Yeah. Well, for one thing, Kevin wants this to be wrapped up with a nice big bow because he's going to probably move on from what I see in his career. I don't think that disability cases are really his cup of tea. But the other man, he is so forward thinking. Eddie is a man who walks in the light of success. He knows he's good and he knows how to make it happen. So,
well, I will tell you something. I actually spoke to the other attorney, but it was too late to do anything. But I did speak to him and we had a good rapport. And I do like him, but it's probably worked out for the best. Because I will tell you that Eddie is a powerhouse attorney. Oh, you don't want to mess with him. He is a powerhouse, and he wins, like, best lawyer, super
yes.
lawyer. He is accomplished.
Intergalactic warrior.
Yeah, that's what you
yeah!
want. That's what you want. You want a winner.
Yes, you certainly do. And you have yourself there a bulldog. So good for you.
All right.
And now you have your rebel card.
And the subject is all dollar signs.
Ooh,
and
nice.
And it says make it rain.
Yep. It's going to rain all over you, Wendy.
With the dollar.
Rain
yeah.
money.
Rain money.
Yes. It's a, it's an expression that's used in like clubs.
And
the guy will have a whole bunch of money in his hand and he'll be like flipping it all, the dollars into the air above the strip.
A lot of times people will win big at a casino and they'll go up to their hotel room and they'll just throw them in the air
yeah.
so it rains money and they go, yay, and they roll around on the bed on the money.
Oh, yeah, that sounds fun.
All right. Except even though money's been in some strange places, you might not want to roll around.
Well, take care, Wendy, and call
us. Nice to talk to both of you. God bless you.
Awesome.
Happy New Year.
Thank you for holding and being caller one.
Yes, we can't wait to hear the next development.
Very patient. She held well over a half hour. She was like,
wow,
being the first one on.
Okay, well, thank you.
We're going to keep on. 520, which is in Arizona.
Our correspondent.
Is our correspondent in Arizona?
Yep, hello there.
Hi. You know, I'm going to go in for the juggler. Lisa from Arizona. I am going to go in for the juggler. I am feeling so sad right now. We had our dinner last night, and it was kind of chaotic because my grandkid was there, and he was hyper, and it was okay, and I'm exhausted. I'm just getting exhausted. And, you know, we were all trying our best, me and the neighbor, to be, you know, calm and playing checkers and me making dinner. And I was just exhausted because I had cleaned, you know, before he came and on. So I didn't think the dinner turned out all that great. And I just saw my neighbor.
You could miss tacos. How can you miss?
You figured tacos
were I have no idea. I'm like really, I pride myself on my cooking. Where is he coming from right now? Because I went out there to the car and he was talking to our other neighbor and I was talking to the other neighbor before. And does he play games, my neighbor who I've got a crush on, does he play games with me? Because he just seemed a little brusque and almost to the verge of rudeness. And I don't know if he gets, I don't know if he's moody. I don't know what's going on because the way, I went outside.
Is that the neighbor that was trying to take you out? Are you referring to that one?
Oh.
I'm confused.
Okay, my neighbor who I have a crush on. What are the cards saying? Is he pissed off at me? Is he just moody? What's going on? That's all I want the cards to tell me. Because I almost feel like crying. He's not very, I don't know. He's just like a little rude almost.
All right. Cards are going down. Now, I know, but they change, and it's good to ask questions over and over. I know this question came out like a few calls ago about that, too. I don't remember what happened that time, but you were wondering if he was a game player.
Has he backed off on the flirting towards you?
Well, I told him that, you know, I had a little talk with him the other day. You all know that. I told him
the
safe word and all that.
The X-rated, the R-rated safe word.
Well, last night, he got a little flirty, and I just didn't react to it. You know, I just sat there. My grandson was in his room, and he was ending it on a flirty kind of, you know, but I was just kind of drinking it all in. I didn't say anything. You know, he's got a really dynamite smile. It's like a melt your eye smile. It's just the greatest smile. But this, like I said, right now I walked out and he was looking at me like he was a little pissed off, and he turned around. He was talking to our other neighbor, and I don't want to get things confused. And I thought,
right.
It was just a little rude because he came over to look at my door because we have electronic locks, and he came over and it was just edgy and just rude to me, almost. Not really rude, but brusque. You know,
borderline.
And then I just sent him a text. I sent him a text and I said, thank you for the door. Thank you for fixing it. And he did not respond. And we had sent texts this morning. Who knows? You know, people are entitled to being human beings. But I just, what are the cards saying?
What the cards are saying, one thing is that you are an awesome hands-on grandma, but not everybody feels that way. And I think he would have liked some more adult time with you to just sit and talk.
It is what it is.
You know, and so that got him agitated. And doesn't your boy go back home tomorrow?
Yes, thank you, God.
Yes, thank you, God.
Oh, I know.
Little ones are fun, but they are also fun to send back to mommy and daddy. Yes, they are. Don't feel guilty. Some people feel guilty feeling that way. Don't.
Yeah, and some people just like the same with an active, say you had an active puppy.
Yep.
It can get on a person's nerves after a while.
If you're not really
all
in on it, you can be like, whoa, I babysat your puppy now. Get it.
Take the puppy away.
Yep. Oh, yeah, here you go. Have puppy back.
Well, you know what? The evening was fine, except the child got on his nerves somewhat, and that's all. And he's looking forward to this little boy going home, too. So, you know, he can't help
but
people.
But why is he's being kind of snarly to me, and my little boy wasn't around, not really, but, you know, I sent him a text, and he didn't respond, and I don't know. I mean, is he just closing the door on me and not interested?
I don't think so, but did you know what him and the other neighbor were talking about? Was it anything?
Was it just small talk?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't hear them.
So he might have got him. You know, you've even said the other neighbor is very kind of pushy. Wasn't that the other guy? The one that tried
No, I don't want to confuse the issues. There are three neighbors. I have a crush on, one across the sidewalk, and one across the road. I don't want to bring all those guys in.
All right. So let's just say I think that he was what I just see here. Is he was just kind of tired and maybe not in the greatest of moods and, you know, kind of showing you that he has different sides to him. Where, you know, when people first meet, everybody's on their best behavior.
Well,
you know,
he does. And what scares me is I really trust him last night with a lot of personal stuff. Because we did have room to ourselves for a while. The grandson was in the other room and we were just talking about stuff, and he shared stuff with me, and now I'm like, oh my God, did I trust him too much? Is this going to turn into ashes where we're just going to
Remember now, you've told him, and he's still trying to figure out his way with you. Remember, she told him to back off on...
It's not like you gave him bank account numbers or anything like that. You tell him personal stuff.
Yeah.
That's only so, what is somebody going to really do with that ultimately, that personal stuff? Really? Unless you tell them bank account numbers and where you buried Jimmy Hoffa.
Well, no, it's like
everything else
friend.
You tell somebody.
You know, it's like a friend, though. You know, you just want a friend. And, well, okay, so if he's got those kind of moody issues, that's okay. Everyone's entitled. Yeah.
He might not have felt too good, had a headache.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, headaches aren't going to come through in the cards, but he does look a bit off.
Maybe he was looking for some fresh, spicy guacamole, and it wasn't there. You know, we don't know, you know?
You're funny.
Hey. That fresh guacamole, they make it a little spicy. That's some good stuff.
Oh, it is.
It is. If they make it bland, it's like blah, you know. But yeah, anyway.
He'll bounce back. You know, sometimes I think men have a cycle, and it's like they're on their period too.
Of course.
Sometimes.
Of course.
It is, because you know how we've gotten when we've had them. We used to have them. I mean, people don't understand. I was in an entire household of testosterone. There was no other female in my home, and they all thought that I was a big faker, you know, with the cramps and the, Well, so he might.
Oh, God, no, I remember those days.
Yes, me too. Oh, me too. And you, in a household full of men, you cannot complain a lot. Because they're just not going to get it, you know. They don't get it. So.
I don't know. I have no opinion on that.
And
PMS
can be even worse because as one of my sons came home from high school and he said, the teacher told us that women have PMS because the uterus gets sad that it didn't get fertilized for a baby. I thought, well.
I guess it's a way to simplify it for a child. For a child,
yeah,
that's
true. So I think we should cut him, you know, give him a break here.
Let him
have a pass and watch and see. He'll bounce back. And, you know, he's trying to learn how you want him to treat you. So
I want him to have a crush on me.
No.
Well, you know, I don't know that you have any love potion stores there in Arizona. That's going to be a problem.
You could go to Sedona. Now, if you go down to Sedona, they'll give you a potion.
And you know what? I don't have to travel. I've been to Sedona. It's all
insane. With my family, the women in the past generations would pass on ways to get a man to fall in love with you, and these were Ukrainian, spells.
Oh, yeah, did they have a spell for a lifelong homosexual?
I don't know anything.
I think
about
I can probably answer that. I'm sure as hell bet they didn't.
You know
like
what?
What?
You know, this is the scoop. This is the scoop from last night. He's not lifelong. He's not lifelong. He's not.
Okay. So you learned something then.
He's not lifelong what?
Homosexual.
Oh, he's been with women.
Well, we didn't detail everything, but, yeah, we were kind of sharing stuff. You know, we were kind of talking, and
maybe
he's not lifelong.
A good one.
Maybe when he was young, he was a lot of, you know, how old is he, about 50-ish?
Yeah.
Well, you got to figure, now turn the clock back when he was about 18, 19, 20. That wasn't still a really widely acceptable thing, so maybe he was fighting it in his own mind, trying to make himself.
Exactly.
Trying to make himself
I think we touched, we touched base on this. We don't know, I don't know, how many guys I talked to earlier, years ago, that were still in the closet. They were just struggling with it. It's more kind of acceptable now, I guess.
Yeah, now it's like, so what?
Yeah,
you know, somebody says
you
that.
You know what? It
okay,
causes
so
me to wonder, did I date anybody that, you know, was leaning toward the gay life.
You don't know.
And never knew.
But is there any harm in that, though? I mean, you don't know.
No, God, no.
Probably a pretty good chance when you figure the times back then. And,
well, I hope they all use some, you know, degree of protection.
Whoa. A lot of times when they're in that denial stage, they're strictly with women still trying to, not even trying to go down the road of men yet because it was so unacceptable back then in the 70s and stuff.
True enough.
All right. Crystal Gale.
Well, Lisa.
With that, I'm sorry, she said something.
Yeah, Crystal Gale.
Crystal Gale
made a song famous when I was really little about someone jumping over a bridge because two guys went to the county fair and then got snookers and then one of them got shamed.
I thought that was a song by Bobby Gentry and it was about
Uncle Bill.
Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahassee Bridge.
How sad. Yeah. How sad.
I remember that movie.
Yeah, that was a one-hit wonder.
And he jumped in the river and killed himself.
Well,
the tune was playing, I think it was kind of a catchy tune or something, but I didn't realize, I don't know. Sometimes I think these things are so tragic, you know, when you struggle. It's bad enough, not bad enough, but it's hard enough to be hetero.
Well, you're right. And I think the lesson in this, because I always am looking, where's the lesson? What are we supposed to learn from this? And for you, I think the takeaway is that it revitalized you as a woman. And you know that you still have a lot of passion in you. And, you know, an intensity that you are actually ready to receive another man.
But she's getting pissed off.
Well, I would too.
Yeah, but I don't want him to be turning into a sissy, prissy, messy personality where he becomes. See, I had that happen at school when I was at the university. Terrible when the gay thinks you're after him, and then you're not really after him, and then all of a sudden he's after you, and then because he's not going to be gay anymore. I had that happen. It was a teacher of mine.
Wow.
I was looking for a good grade.
Yeah.
Well, there.
Yeah.
We're neighbors. We're neighbors.
Yes, indeed.
Well,
neighbor.
I don't think the end of the story has been written here yet.
Well, obviously not.
So
no, there's no way it has.
Bring the cute little boy home and then see what happens.
Wrap his ass up
and
hand him off to Mammy and Pappy.
Well, Mammy anyway.
Was it Mammy?
No,
I don't know. I'm just saying in general. You know, here's. I had so much fun with my little grandbaby. Take him away.
Isn't it a relief though when you have grandchildren? You can love them to death, and you can send them home before they wear out their welcome.
Yeah, and if the parents piss you off a little bit, you can buy them drums.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or like a bunch of markers to go home and play with. They can mark up the couch.
Then I worry about him over there because it's not the greatest house. But
Well, at least you gave him an awesome 2 weeks with Grandma.
Yeah.
I'm worn out. I can't tell you how worn out I am.
Oh, we understand.
We understand.
All right, here's your Rebel card reading. Subject is, don't believe every shitty thought you have.
Yeah.
Thoughts can be sneaky lying bastards.
They can.
So you got to watch. Yeah. And sometimes we people are our own worst enemies. We bring ourselves into some levels of despair that we didn't even need to go to.
I know.
We're humans. Yeah. I mean, it's our trait. We overthink things we should not.
Oh, God, big time.
We don't know where to stop. Sometimes we need to overthink things and we don't. You know, we screw it up all the time.
Well, Lisa, you're a joke. I know you're charming the socks off of our listeners and the Facebookers especially.
Facebooker, yes.
Yeah, remember Mike loves your voice. Mike loves your voice.
Long time, and the laugh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, and... I'm really sorry about your taco party being so disappointing.
Yeah.
Oh, it was horrible. I thought it was horrible. And then I told him, I said, we'll try this again. I said, I didn't spend nearly any amount of time because of this and that and this and that.
Sure.
And he just, he's got the greatest smile. It just melts your heart. And he said, okay.
Yeah. Taco parties are, you know what? They're not that hard to whip together.
They're not, but you can stumble a thing or two here and there.
And we're not talking, the other type of tacos. You know what I'm talking about there, folks, in the X-rated world, We're not talking, we got a taco bar with a little bearded clam bar over here. And don't forget your whisker biscuit on the way out the door. All righty. Arga, thank you very much.
Yes,
all right.
Take care, hon. We'll talk soon.
We'll talk to our correspondent in Arizona again, Lisa.
Later. I think we'll be later tomorrow night.
It's going to be a late one Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is good for her.
Yeah.
Because she's a West Coaster.
That's right.
Right. So that's perfect for me.
Take care, darling. We love you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Love you too. Love you both. Okay.
All right.
Long time. Love you long time.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We're gonna take another caller, and in the meantime, I'll see if there's any. Oh, yeah. Mike said she is lovely.
Oh, yeah.
She does have a pretty lovely voice.
But, you know, that's the thing. I remember about having friendships and partying with radio personalities years ago.
Before there was no internet then.
No,
now
no
these radio
internet.
Stations have websites and they show pictures.
Back then,
yeah.
These guys could schmooze and they were, you know, silver-tongued devils on the air, especially if it was FM. You know,
yeah, but they could have looked like George Costanza.
Oh,
all they care about is their voice.
They didn't. Oh, my God.
See, nowadays that doesn't happen as far as radio.
Yeah.
They all have websites and they show their bios and their pictures and stuff now.
Yeah, so you know what
you're saying. Yeah, you already know. You know, but back in the day, you had no clue. And then when you see that person, you'd be like, every once, what out of like 100 would, that looks exactly like I thought they would. Most of them didn't.
Yeah, and you know what? They didn't think their listeners looked like they thought they would either.
Well, man, it's a two-way street.
It is. All righty then.
If there's any, don't call us, but if there's any people interested in doing a messenger call, so you got to tell me here.
Yeah.
And we'll work in. I'm not just going to open the door now anymore because sometimes we just sit here with silence. We'll take a call. We'll watch the Facebook Live comment room, and if I see somebody, we'll line it up after this call.
All right.
But first of all, we're going to go to, we have two of her from this area, because I got to keep them separated. There they are. We're going to area code 46, which is in the Big Apple area of New York. Big Apple, welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome to the show. We're so happy to have you. What is your name, please?
Hello. Oh, it's not me.
Yes.
It is you.
Yes.
Okay. It's Jen here.
Jen.
That's right. She calls into that area code.
You're still home with the family, right?
She's obviously domestic. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm still home, yes, just trying to see my son as much as I can before we go back. So.
Oh, right.
Makes sense.
Yes, it does. So, Jen, what do you want us to explore for you this evening?
Well, can we do kind of two subjects, the same ones that we were exploring last night, if it's okay? I just want to see what you get today.
Okay, remind us, because there's been a lot of readings since then.
Well, okay, so it's the cryptos.
Oh, right, okay, yes, and the other is... Which one?
I want to see if I will recover the loss, the crypto loss that I had. And then the other one is the gentleman by the name of Constantine. I just want to see what's up with what you get in the cards.
Now, you referred to him as your ex. Is that the case? He's your ex?
He is,
You were involved with him?
Yes.
Okay. Just...
And there was a money situation, if you remember. But
with him?
I don't know if we should tap into that, or I just wanted to see kind of what you got.
She threw a few things out there and see what the cards bring to life.
Let's take a look. And I've given you readings before, Jen, so you're not a newcomer.
Right. And
which makes it easier for me.
Last time you read for her, these were the subjects.
Yeah.
I remember now that she said them. Oh, yeah, I remember that, because I remember I commented on the name Constantine.
That's right.
Very cool name.
Did you ever see any documents with his name on it?
Well, here's the thing. No.
Yeah.
Okay, that means it's
all right. I was told he's in jail, but I don't know if it's true or not. So,
Really? Incarcerated? What did he do? Or don't you know?
I think he's a notorious known for that.
Scammer?
I could be wrong.
Swindler. A swindler, I bet.
You know, I'll tell you, over there, the Middle East, they don't take kindly to scammers or swindlers.
They're not
big fans
of any crime, really. No, they're not. And I wish we were.
The thing about him, he got immunity by getting international diplomacy cards. So, like, he was untouchable, even though he had, like, the police on his side. So, I don't know.
Yeah, what
is he, like 007? He's got a license to kill?
Or immunity?
I think so.
If it's poop, I think it's poop.
That's what makes him.
Okay. Now, the cards are still kind of uncertain about the crypto. But they are saying that if you do come into any kind of a recoup situation, take the money and run. I mean, don't stay into it. Because I see that you could likely lose substantially. It's such a, I don't know what the word, like, volatile.
I don't know where you go. Oh, you're talking the crypto market.
Yeah.
It got shooken up a little bit because there was somebody out there that was doing some bad dealings in that. So it got everybody a little scared. Somebody recently is getting charged in that world. But go ahead.
Yeah, and as for him, I don't know. My own perception is I think he's doing just fine. He's out in the world. I don't see him incarcerated in any way. So what you may have heard, I don't know. It's, you know, easy to get a good or a bad rumor started. Very easy. So right from now.
His uncle told you that. Yeah.
Well, one thing I want to tell you is that Constantine would like to get you back, which I'm sure you already know.
But
now, he may be in league with his uncle.
He's a swindler?
Yeah.
Well, maybe the uncle's not an uncle. I can invent a whole family. If I'm a swindler, I'm going to have a whole setup. Kids, wives, exes, whatever I need. To what do you do? Remember the movie The Sting? To make the sting go down.
Well, and you're dealing. Well, just remember you're dealing with a country that is like unto itself, and you are this. What do they think of Americans? I'm not sure. They like our tourist money over there.
They like our money. They think we're all arrogant. They think we're all arrogant pigs. You know, we think we're the best of the best of the best.
I'm just trying to figure him out because honestly, I thought that there was like a real connection. Forget the whole story. That story is crazy. I know that, but I don't want him back. But I'm just wondering because there's some money involved, and I loaned him money. So this is the thing. I don't know.
Not a good.
Did you say you loaned him money?
Yeah, don't you remember? We took that a long time ago. We did look into it, but I don't know.
I think you may have goodbye. I'm not seeing it returning to you. But things can change.
Yeah,
that's right at this particular moment.
Yeah.
Now, maybe when you get back to there, it might be easier to negotiate.
Yeah!
All right, here we go.
All right, here's your Rebel card reading. This is one of my favorite ones. The subject is they broke your heart. Fuck them.
Ooh.
They broke your heart. You know what? Don't feel any kind. Just screw them. Don't feel sorry for them. If anything bad happens to people that break your heart, just screw them. Move on. That ship has failed.
Jen, you're a pretty sharp lady.
Yeah, you know.
So listen to your own gut, your own intuition. And if something just doesn't smell right or seem right, don't do it.
Or like Dan Roxette said, listen to your heart. Listen to your heart. Right, anyway, that was good. That was an 80s song, I think. Maybe 90s.
Yes.
But anyway.
Yeah, but I can't listen to my heart because my heart ends up hurting me. So I have to do my heart. Yeah.
Yeah. And well, in this situation, you're right. But like when you first meet somebody and they're on the up and up, then you listen to your heart. But yeah, right now you don't want to listen to that shit.
Yeah, he seems a little slippery to me.
Yeah, the eel. Go to the eel. They're slippery.
But with
and they...
the crypto, With the crypto, you think it's possible I might recuperate my funds or no?
Oh, I've got to say at least some.
Possible.
But don't get suckered into this because you could end up in a windfall loss. So don't. It's a very slippery slope playing around with that stuff.
It is. It is. She has like a pretty good investor person that she's been talking to. That helps.
Listen to him. I would. Anyway.
He has good advice, and they want to. They want to make money by you making money. So they usually give pretty good advice.
So he's not going to shaft you.
Yeah. There's no power of attorney or any shit like that. None of that. No.
Please call us again, Jen, because this is really fascinating.
It is indeed.
Very much so. All right.
When are you departing this continent?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you get a kick out of my life. sometimes my very challenging life. But I leave, I think, the 24th of January.
Okay. Well, you got a couple weeks left then. That's all right.
Yeah. But I might stay longer. I'm not sure yet. It's not clear. So.
No. Roger that. All right. Thank you so much.
Yep. Be in touch. Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yep.
You're so welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. I want to give an international shout-out
to
Anne, who's from the land of Ire.
Anne.
And I believe she's very new because she wanted a reading.
Hello there, Anne.
Yes, Anne. Yeah. It's a call-in show, but you can also do Facebook Messenger, audio, video calls, but you have to be friends with Deborah Lee first and all that stuff.
We advise against calling from where you are to, you know, the show.
If you are independently wealthy.
Or if you have what do they call those plan, international?
You have an internet calling plan.
Oh,
one of those internet calling things if you do. Most people don't unless they have relatives living somewhere else.
Otherwise, it's just too expensive.
It's just a lot of cha-ching. And she said hello back to us. Well, that's great. We're glad you're here. I put the stuff in. Maybe that'll help her if she wants to, you know, Deborah Lee thing. If you are going to try to wing one tonight, you got to befriend Deborah Lee on Facebook. You obviously have to search. You'll see a whole bunch of Deborah Lees come up, but you only see two with her picture, different pictures, but you know it's her. Send requests out to both. Because they're linked weirdly, just do it. Don't question it. Just send them off to both and tell us, and she'll accept them, and maybe we can work in. It's a Friday night. We don't really have to go to bed early tonight, so let's go on to our next caller, though. In the meantime, dun, 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 dun. Cool. We're going down to the great state. I was going to go down there, but the call dropped. Son of a biscuit. Okay. Caught me off guard. Now I got to get ready for the next caller. This area code is very familiar, but I just never remember it. Look at that. Our very own Virginia. All righty. We're going area code 434, which the internet tells me is in Virginia, but if you've got a cell phone and you travel, you can be anywhere.
Yes. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good. How you doing?
Pretty good. My name's Khalil. I have to ask an abort.
Huh? Yeah, we know you.
You sound familiar, right? You've called before.
You've called us before.
I have a question. Will there become? I was wondering if I'll ever be able to champion for like the disabled rights, as far as like jails and stuff. Like, if I'll ever be able to implement things like as far as the disabled having rights in jail. Because too often society. Sorry about that.
No.
Too often society sees what rights with a responsibility as a one-way street. Not everybody, but a lot of people, they see it only as a one-way street, and you don't find it as the other way around. Like, I was talking to somebody online, and they danced around my question, and they took bits and pieces of what I was saying, and they took parts of what I was saying, and they left out the parts I was talking about. I said, answer me this. If you are well enough to go to jail, aren't you well enough to have at least a little bit of rights? And all he did was put words in my mouth and took bits and pieces of that. And it's like society only, the problem is everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people only want rights with responsibility, but they don't want responsibilities with rights. And it's really not fair. And it's also not fair how people see it as a, people don't preach that stuff. I look for it online and they don't preach it. It's almost like it's okay to give people a bunch of responsibility without the rights. And like in Alabama, if you're disabled, you go to jail and they give you more time. It's like either you have more, either you're a human being and you have human rights or you're not. It's like you can't just say, you know, society can't just say with rights comes responsibility and then turn around and give people a bunch of punishments and all that stuff and little or no rights and just come up with a way to treat you differently once you get there.
Wow, I got to tell you, it sounds like you have received some divine intervention, because as we're trying to get everything, you know, straight in this country, you mentioned here what seriously falls through the cracks. And we're down in the Virginia Beach area. Our jails are notorious for people even just not getting medical care that they need, and they die. You know, and it's like the system says, oh, well, you know, if you don't do the crime, you don't have to do the time. But that isn't right.
Tony Beretta.
Yeah, right.
Okay, go ahead.
So you are going to face a tremendous amount of opposition unless you get the key elements in place. You've got to get the disabled organizations to work with you, and you know they will. They're just waiting for a really awesome soapbox, and that is you. Are you still going to university, or did you graduate?
I graduated from a school, and they did some of the same stuff, but I didn't graduate from a university. I never did.
Okay. I thought it was a college, but who cares, right? It can be as long as you...
Wait, I think you're mixed up with somebody else on that.
I really think, though, you got to take this ball and run with it. And just like I said, get a lot of support. And this could end up all the way to Capitol Hill. Seriously,
yep.
I know that you're going to get a lot of attention. And it's going to kind of be a bit on the same track as Black Lives Matter. But you're not going to be out vandalizing or anything. But it's going to get a big response. And especially with an election year, what is it,
a couple of years.
This could end up being
presidential-wise.
Up being part of the presidential platform for election.
Yeah.
So you've got to think big on this, and don't let anybody talk you down, because you have this, I've said this before, you have a calling on your life, and I think this is it. And you know, I have this vision of all your supporters, like, you know, up there in D.C. where they have, I'm trying to remember what it's called, the mall?
Yeah, the National Mall.
Yeah.
I
see walkers and wheelchairs and all kinds of people, like, doing some kind of demonstration up there in support of their brothers and sisters who are disabled and behind bars. And, you know, that can move over into the airlines, where people have trouble who are in wheelchairs. I've read some really heartbreaking stories about they get pushed into, you know, those little seats, and then they have to have somebody help them when it would be nice if they would accommodate them, maybe with their own row for wheelchairs. I don't know. Just, I think that you're going to find it's a bigger issue than anybody else can imagine. Go ahead.
I want to let society know. Sorry for cutting you off.
Mm-mm.
I want to let society know when I do this that telling someone that they're well enough to go to jail, but they're not well enough for any human rights, I would say that that's a cruel. I would say this to the. I would come out to say to society in my own way. I'm not sure how to say it, but that's kind of cruel and unfair.
Yeah,
someone is the same.
I agree with you completely, but they can't turn it into a, you know, like a resort for them, but they could at least accommodate them.
Well, are you looking for them to have better handicap accommodations in jail, or are you looking for people that have disabilities to not have to go to jail?
Well, I'm looking for someone to make up their mind. I'm looking for if you're able to go to jail and you're the same as the other prisoners, you're saying you can come out, and plus they separate the people. You can come out for rec. You don't have to be in jail at the same time, but then at the same time, you know, people can't make up their minds and they put you, you give you more time than someone that's not disabled. Society has to make up their mind. You can't say 1 minute.
Yeah, and we don't want to get too political here, but I will tell you, we've had some high-profile cases down here in Hampton Roads where there, because you've got money, you can hire big guns for lawyers and end up on house arrest. Which, how fair is that? You know?
Right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I say you do this. You go forward. Get as much support as you can. And I feel you're going to end up out in the... media's eye, spotlight there. And I think you could really do something with this, and God bless you for doing it. And we're going to have we're getting a rebel card for you, and it may not even relate to the current circumstance, but
yeah! All right. Subject of your rebel card, one rebel card before we move on. Subject is, you are talented and effing amazing.
Yeah.
The world needs your power. Use your voice. Don't use it for stupid stuff.
There you go.
Right.
All right. There you go. That's a good card for you.
Thank you for holding.
Thank you.
I know you've been holding for a long time. We appreciate that.
Yes, we do. And Happy New Year to you. Make it a good one.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You know where we are.
On. Rock on. Rock on.
All right. Take care. How much are we going to run over?
One never knows.
All right, well.
Not forever, obviously.
Yeah.
All right, and there's silence because I am doing the quickest way for me to open the messenger portal is to type it first. There's a big delay. My verbal. So we're going to open up the Facebook Messenger portal, audio, video, Deborah Lee now. Give me about 20, 30 seconds. Don't be freaking out. Callers, don't do somersaults. We've extended the show. So you're not going to be disconnected in 45 seconds. So we've already extended the show. So we're good. The window is open just for a short little bit. And when I announce it closed, it is closed. The way is shut.
Well, and personally, I don't mind if people write their questions into the chat.
I don't mind it if we have no other options.
But this, to me, does not seem like a very viable option. I wouldn't be calling either. Yeah, I know.
Why wouldn't you be calling?
Because especially brand new, I would sit back and...
You get brand new callers that call in on the phone.
I would like to take a path that wouldn't make me feel like I'm... actually on the radio.
Well, that's not a brand new person. So I'm saying, Deb, I'm just saying, you know what?
But if it gets them to feel comfortable, they type their question into the chat.
If we do this,
I'm happy with
if we
that.
Do this question typing in, all you callers are done. Because that takes us a huge delay. That wipes us out. It does, Deb. That's why we quit doing it.
So you really want to take a stand like that?
We have to apply lessons learned with all these callers.
We can balance it out. You can tell them right now, write your question, and we go to another caller. That would be fine with me.
I'm just here for my looks. All right, pipe away.
And give me a caller.
And here's your caller. On the 646, back up to the Big Apple, but this is a different exchange. 646, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. This is Sonia.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry, who is
Sonia?
Sonia. Good
Sonia.
To hear.
Mm-hmm.
What time? I mean, yes. Is. Oh, good to hear from you.
I don't know what you just asked.
Okay. Thank you for calling. And what can we help you with?
So my daughter is currently on vacation. She's returning soon. And I don't like her boyfriend, so I can't talk to her about it. But I was wondering if he accompanied her on the vacation and whether this relationship will last. I'd love to know.
Well, those are like probably questions that a lot of parents out there have all the time. And like she said,
yes,
you can't,
indeed.
You can't talk about it. We know how that goes, right?
Yeah, it's just
things
just
that are like,
too.
Yep, don't open
some,
that door.
Some topics are off. Yeah, some topics are off limits. So,
yep.
But I'm very curious. Like, was this a You know, was it just on her own, or did she? Was he there with her?
I probably missed it. How old is your daughter?
Oh, she's an adult. 31.
Well, how much?
31.
Oh yeah. Okay. Cool. Because the word adult is relative, but okay, 31 at that point, yeah, I got it. Roger that.
Yeah, and I've got to tell you, as a mother myself, a grown adult, I find that we get information on a need-to-know basis only. If we I think that they don't want to tell us everything.
You know,
or
what?
Whatever.
She also knows I don't like the guy, so she's not going to volunteer information about him to me, you know? It'd be different if I liked him. She'd probably tell me more. But since she knows I don't like him, she's not going to tell him I'm going on vacation with him. That's the last thing she's going to share.
No, she wouldn't. And I think it's because they figure, like my sons, they tell me very limited things. Unless they have a problem, then, of course, they want me to get my cards and help them. But otherwise, I don't hear what they want, the information they want to share with me. And I sometimes have not liked their girlfriends. So then they're going to be even more secretive.
Right.
This guy doesn't have any money, does he?
No, he doesn't. That's part of the reason why I don't like him.
That's a damn good reason.
Because
like,
broke. Yeah.
If he went,
and this seems like a really big secret, if he went, she paid for him.
Of course. Yeah.
That's why I want to know. Is like, you know, just like, did she pay for him, or was he there, or did she decide to go on her own?
I don't think she went on her own. And I hate to tell you, but I have a feeling he's going to be sticking around. There's the possibility of a wedding coming up.
Don't tell me that, please. Oh, God.
Okay. Hit the delete key on that. I didn't say that.
You know what?
Yeah.
You got to tell people what you see, Deb. It can't all be rainbows.
I know.
And
I was joking.
No, it can't be. No, no. But I was just hoping, like, she'd wake up and see the light and let go of this guy and realize, you know, she should be with someone who can also contribute and is stable and financially stable.
Absolutely. But she has a nature that likes to nurture. She's a nurturer.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
He's like a bird with a broken wing or a puppy with a, you know, he's got a broken leg.
She should get real puppies.
I know.
Not pick losers, but, you know, I'm preaching to the choir. She already knows.
You know that, and you know something. The more you say anything negative, the more it's going to push her into it.
Yeah, exactly. That's when I said that adult thing is relative. 31 as an adult.
Yeah.
But when they start saying, you can't tell me what to do, I'm an adult. I was like, oh, that just sounds like a 10-year-old.
And the thing is, if you watch a lot of, say, Dr. Phil or
Jerry Springer, dude, that's a classic.
A lot of
Springer.
These guys marry these women so they could sit home and play video games.
Or just whatever they want to do, or nothing.
Yeah, or nothing.
Or just hang out in the corner and play dice.
I know. But so you think it's going to go somewhere long term? Oh,
well,
my God.
Only a glimmer here.
It's a possibility, right?
Yeah, we're just saying it has potential. But here, I want to share this with you. They have done a lot of arguing. Wow, she's...
I know.
Yeah, okay,
oh,
you
I
know.
Think, oh, what? You mean in this trip or in the past?
Yeah, I think that, well, that seems to be a big part of their relationship.
It's probably constant, on and off, like day to day.
Why is she so insecure? That's the question I would ask. She seems to need a broken eye instead of a good one.
I know. She is so smart, so I don't understand it. She's more educated than him, has a stable income, And I, you know, she could go for a better person. I guess.
Did she get hurt? Did she get hurt in an early relationship, like a first boyfriend? You know.
I guess so in the past, and she's recently gained some weight, but
that's where I was going.
But she's always been a little insecure. She's always been a little insecure.
So she's always hasn't felt good about herself, is what I'm guessing.
I think there's always some. Yeah, there's always
the right.
Poor self-image.
Typically, that's what it is, and it might not even, it could be a reason that we would never know. Somebody has to go to therapy.
I will tell you this. If she marries this guy, it's not going to last long at all. And hopefully she wouldn't face any judgment from that because she's going to be the queen of, what do you call it, poor decisions for a little while. But I really feel this will be, that's weird. This will be
bless you.
Was that a sneeze?
Thanks. Yes, it was. I sneezed.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you. So say that again. I missed that.
I really think it'll be a short-lived marriage. She's going to get tired of having a, it's like having a blood sucker.
A big kid.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is a giant baby.
And I think she's going to gather her self-worth or whatever you want to call it, and she's going to say, you know what, I'm not dealing with this anymore. And hopefully they won't have the children.
Yeah, hopefully it will be sooner than later.
Yeah,
I'm telling you guys, I want her to wake up before she goes down the aisle.
Yep.
I mean,
don't we all? As parents, I mean,
that's life, the way it goes.
Yeah, it's like there's a.
And I'll tell you,
You hold your breath during childbirth because you never know what's going to happen, and then when they start becoming adults, you hold your breath again because you know what path they're going to take. You do not know.
See, we got the wisdom that they don't have.
But
I know.
Well, she'll learn, though. I don't see this as turning into something, tragic or a big amount of desperation on her part. I just think she wants to take care of him, is what it seems like.
I got to find
it. Because, a man that had more going for him, who is say, in a medical profession or he's, working in law, science. He's going to be high maintenance in a way because she's going to have to meet him on his level where this guy is like a little kid, like you said.
Yeah.
So,
maybe that's what I'm so sad about it. I mean, but she was so close to breaking up a couple of months ago and she just gave him another chance.
I think you called us sometime around then.
I did.
This story rings a bell with me. Yeah.
Well, it rings a bell.
I did ask you about, but that back then I think you said it wasn't going to last, so that gave me hope.
Yeah.
Now it's
the word last is like the word soon.
Time is relative.
It's very relative.
Yeah. She's 31. She's not 81.
You know what it'll take.
Yeah.
Here's what I believe. I just got this flash looking at her card. It's going to take a really awesome, nice man that she's going to meet through her work or through friends. And for a little bit, those relationships may overlap where she's got Mr. Loser at home, but she's met Mr. Loser. And a lot of times women don't leave an existing situation until they have that, what do you call it,
that's
a replacement lined up.
Yeah.
So then you can breathe a sigh of relief because she's going to land herself what we call a dolphin down here. We're home to the largest naval base in the world, right? And while there's many fish in the sea, there's very few dolphins. And she's going to get her dolphin. I just know it.
Yeah! Oh, well, from your lips to God's ears, and I hope it happens.
All right.
Yes, as a mother, my heart breaks too. Let me tell you. Here's
a rumble card, and you should think about this. You do you. Stop trying to change people. That shit never works. So maybe make sure you just kind of look out for yourself and just be there. And obviously, you know, you can't talk to her about stuff unless she initiates the
right.
conversation.
So all you can say is,
otherwise you're Satan.
Did
the
you
devil,
have a
you
great
know?
Time? You know, and avoid that topic like the plague, unless
I
she volunteers and says, "Oh, guess what? He found some money and he came."
Or I would just, you could play around a little bit too and see how bad or good she is at lying. Say, "So what did you do?
Yeah,
just by yourself.
Yeah,
you would do all these things by yourself and see." And just laugh at the stupid lies sometimes.
Well, kids are kids. They are going to be kids even when they're 65 years old.
Will you still need
so,
me?
So, Sonia, just let's just hold her in a space filled with like love and light. What else can we do?
Well, that's what the 50 says. You can't change anything.
Yeah.
All you can do is... When asked, you can give advice, but you know you're not going to.
And even
asked.
If they plan, even if they plan a wedding, they can still break up. You know.
Oh God, I hope so, because I'm not going to pay for a wedding that if he marries him, I'm going to say sorry.
Oh.
You're on.
Oh,
your
no, we've had an age now that you know we pay for weddings for like 21-year-olds.
31 years old.
Yeah.
Marrying a freaking dude with an L on his forehead. You go to the justice.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and you keep that marriage certificate handy so you can go to the divorce court in a couple of days.
I'm curious, does he know you don't like him?
Well, I bet,
I'm sure
she
told him. You know what? I even told her I don't even want to meet him. I just heard all these stories like he doesn't have a job and it's like he has emotional baggage and I said,
"Oh, nice.
He's not for you. I don't even want to meet him. Please don't even bother introducing him to me."
Well,
I can see
your point. She's going to the university of life right now.
People don't graduate, though.
And the domestic science might be a little beyond her right now as far as, you know, marriage, family, children. But I think that girl's eyes are going to end up opened.
Mm.
It may take a few more years.
Oh, no, it can't. I mean, it can't. She's been with this guy for a year now. On it. I mean, basically, they've had a few big fights, and like I said, very close. She was so close to breaking up. Then she went back to him. I was like, "What is your problem? When are you going to wake up?
You're going to get worse.
Oh, you can do so much better."
She'll find that out. Mm-hmm. Remember, you raised her, and you put those good values in her. You just have to let her.
That's what it is, Deborah. Yeah. That's what it is. It's like I raised you better. I can't believe you're, you know, going for someone like this. Like, what is your problem, really? Oh, I mean, I don't say that to her, obviously.
I'm hoping that she'll, you know, find a better path than this guy.
These
women don't stay with these men for eternity who are losers. So I'm going to have to let you go, Sonia, but let's hope for a real year.
I have one lined up.
Okay, please let us know.
Okay.
What happened?
Thank you very much.
I'd love to follow this with you.
Hey, right now, thank you so much. Right now, the Facebook portal is not open. We weren't getting any responses, so I lined up a typed question. And we have Anne. Oh. Anne is from the land of Ayr. Yes, and she wants to know, do you see a pregnancy baby anytime soon for me? And she says, I asked her, she is with a significant other, and they are both trying.
Ooh, okay. Now, I've had some pretty good luck with this stuff. And as I go into this, I just want to preface it a little bit for you. And that I have a niece who her and her husband were practically standing on their heads to get pregnant. And she finally came to me and she said, "Please, do your cards. Tell us." And I did. And I said, "Oh, there's a little boy here. Their spirits visit us before we even know we're going to give birth to them. So I kind of want to get to know their mommy and daddy." And I told her, excuse me, I told her, "You need to practice some good stuff for that will encourage conception." And one of them was he needs to wear loose undershorts, seriously. If he's wearing those, you know, what do you call them? Those, you know, cute bikini, whatever men wear. Put him in some boxer shorts. He's got to let everything kind of hang loose. And don't do it too much. because it depletes his supply. Okay. What I have researched, once to twice a week is more than enough. Okay. And try to still enjoy each other. Try not to act like you're a baby factory. And where the heck is that, you know, next piece of merchandise? We need to come down the line. No, just my sister and her husband years ago had visited a fertility expert, and they were told, honest to God, and you can try this too if you need to. They said after they, you know, engage in sex, that he was to immediately withdraw, grab her ankles, and hold her straight up in the air just like that. Okay, and finally my sister conceived. But I'm going to tell you, me, I had eggs I could give away for Christmas. I'm telling you, every time I turned around, pregnant, and each one was a birth control failure. So I had 5 biological sons. And it was a joke where I would say to people, you know, guy looks at me funny, my period's going to be late. And they would laugh, but, you know, it's a burden when you have too much fertility. So I'm going to do your cards now. We'll see what we get. I'm not in a big hurry tonight for some reason. All right, let me see.
All right, yeah, I'm just trying to.
And you can read up more tips.
And she's still here.
They, you know, a lot of times we think, well, the more we do it, the better it'll be, but it really reduces your chances.
Well, it does, but if I'm a guy, I'm going to say the more we do it, the better it'll be.
Well, and she may have a hostile environment.
I'm just saying, in general.
And there's a way, there are different preparations, that, you know, home, like home remedies that you can do for that, too.
All right, cards are going down. Well, she's watching us, so it's cool.
She's watching us?
Of course she is. She's a Facebooker, okay. Typing.
Oh, good.
She has no choice but to watch us and listen to us. Well, I guess she can just listen to us and not watch. But she's typing.
Yes, they're going to have a baby. All right, first thing, you two are both way too stressed out over this, from what I see. Got to calm down a little bit. And don't see every month that doesn't happen as a failure. It's going to come in its own best time. And think in terms of the zodiac. All right, I believe that people get born under the signs that they're supposed to be. I'm an Aquarius. Okay, so I'm a January baby. And I don't know if it would have been the same if I'd have been born, you know, as a Cancer. So, you know, let nature run its course here. And try not to let this. It looks like your guys are so stressed out that it could affect your relationship. So try to keep it fun. Remember when it was just a good time to bring you both closer. But ta-da, yes, there's going to be a little bambino in your life. Right now, I'm not picking up on the gender, and usually I will. So you'd have to come again to get another reading for me to tell you, but it is definitely on the way to you. Okay, so just being in this, okay, this is going to seem funny. Be in an expectative of mind, expecting, expectant.
Bada bing, bada bang.
Yeah, like in terms of manifesting.
Isn't that punny?
It is, it really is. But that's the state you want to be in. Surprisingly, the pregnancy card in the deck is the Six of Spades. And that's also a card that indicates patience, being careful, an uncertainty.
She wants to know if she will need fertility treatment. It's always an option.
It's
if the other
always
stuff doesn't
an
work,
option. And you know what?
You don't have to jump on it right away.
It might make you feel better about things.
Sometimes people get that fertility treatment and they have triplets. So you better be careful of what you...
Yeah. Careful what you wish for.
Remember Octomom?
Oh, God, yes.
fertility
and then she
treatment.
Had to go make porno movies to provide.
Yeah, it was like,
whatever.
It was like single X or whatever.
So if it would make you feel better, sure.
And you didn't see it when, right?
Mm.
Or was it not super clear?
I just knew that I know that it's out there for you. And it is coming. So I'd want to read your cards again, if you would join us again. All right, and then I'll hopefully, because you're new. I think she's new.
Yes.
And the trouble is with new people, is I haven't built a strong intuitive link with you yet. You know, a spiritual connection. But that comes in a few readings, so. But I know my cards, yeah. So I think that you're going to be mommy and daddy before you really know it. Okay, so don't do it too much. In other words, you have to tell people, don't do it that much.
Well, and let's make sure a rebel card interesting.
Okay.
The subject is don't effing force it. Allow that shit to come to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
so that is
good.
What it is. All right.
Good luck to you,
thank
honey.
You so much. And we're going to go to our call 940. I think this is in Texas. I think this person is dropping. I believe she's on Facebook. Yes. Is this Courtney?
She tried to
call. Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that. What the heck? I was trying to figure out when to call.
You did fine.
We're good now. So here we are.
Courtney,
I believe I have talked with you before.
Bring it on.
Yes. Yes, okay. We kind of are Facebook friends. We've been keeping up with each other, too, on top of it. So.
What do you guys cooking?
Well, I usually call in with, like, a specific, like, thing. I don't really know what to ask. Is there a way that you could just kind of give me a generalized? I can't remember if you like to do those or not.
I just kind of get
some insight on, I feel like I've got a lot of people that should be on my team working against me with, you know, I told you about my kids, the situation with my kids, and then I had an issue with my boyfriend, and I just have, I don't know, I just like I have a lot of people that, you know, like my kids' dad, and does everybody that should be there for me, I just don't know that they are, I guess, and I just, is there anything positive coming for me, and do I have people working against me like I think I do?
Okay, do you mean like others having support for you? Or like you did, you say being on your team, being on your side.
I mean, I kind of already know like with the legal aspect of it, they're definitely not advocating for me. Like they should be, you know, that in that side. But I just don't feel like my boyfriend. Like I don't know if I can trust him. I don't know if like he's, you know, I'm starting to realize he might be of a different, you know, not who I thought he was. And you know, my ex-husband, he's really been trying to sabotage me. I just haven't had anybody, I feel like, in my corner, and I'm trying so hard, like, to get a job and get up on my feet, and I just don't see anything positive coming, and I'm so scared because I'm running out of time with my kids, the deadline, that I just don't know.
What is this deadline thing associated with the kids?
Well, with my kids, my ex, you know, I talked to y'all very first time I called in. I know y'all get a lot of callers, but my children, my ex-husband came and took my kids while I was working, our kids, after not being after in their life, you know, not being there. I was at work and he took up my parents and then had a issue where he was alienating me and then got them taken by CPS when he went to the hospital. It was in the ICU and saw a drug test while he was in ICU. And then they were alienating me also. So here we are. I'm on a deadline to, you know, try to fight to get my kids back after all this. And I just have everything has worked against me, no matter what I've done to try to be positive or do the right thing, move forward for that.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of stuck.
You are entering a period, and it's right about to start in this new year. You're entering a period of what is coming through as critical discernment. You're going to start, it's like your eyes are getting opened wide. Are going to really take a good look. The boyfriend, that may have, that might have played itself out, Courtney, between the two of you. He's coming through very frustrated, and this is a really intrusive question. And if you'd rather not answer, I understand. But has he or possibly the two of you ever had issues with, like, say drugs or alcohol or something to excess? Like
mine is not a present issue or anything. I'm suspicioning that he's having, because I'm not, in that point in my life anymore. I've moved past that. You know, that was something that, pre-kids. But he, on the other hand, has struggled with addiction his whole life. And as far as I know, he has done well with it. But I do have suspicions with the way he's changed on me. So,
I think that he's heading back. He's backsliding. If he's been sober.
He's completely changed.
Yeah. Well, maybe this is the real person there that you're involved with. But I tell you what, here's the thing. And we discussed this just maybe the other night. We were saying that when you have somebody in your life and isn't quite making you happy, you can't be able to have somebody else come in to fill that space till you make the space be open. Which means, like, I feel like you two are heading toward a breakup. And, you know, sadly, it might really help your case with the kids.
I think it would, too. I haven't prioritized him over anything, of course. You know, my kids are number one. But I just don't have any support from my family. I just feel like I got abandoned, like I didn't have anybody there. You know, it's really hard to do this by yourself.
You know what, though, Courtney? You're talking to the right person, and I know many, many of our listeners and followers are, going through the same kind of hell.
Everybody's got a problem right now.
For many years, I've been rejected by my own family for various reasons. And I do see that here. It's a good thing you don't rely on them because they don't have a single bit of, faith or trust or anything positive to bring to you. They just soon... shut the door on you. Like if you're standing on the doorstep, they'd rather close the door.
And I don't understand what I did for that, but that's what's crazy. This time last year, I lost everything. I lost my place, my vehicle, my family, my kids, everything. And I thought by this time coming, now it's been a year, that, things would be different because I am an ambitious person. I do love my children and always love my family. No matter how they treat me, I always accepted them even though they didn't accept me.
I know.
And here I am. I'm still alone.
But I tell you what, Courtney, you are going to, in this new year, there's an upswing coming for you. It's not far away. I see you making good money, feeling better about yourself, establishing a stable life that your children will be able to share with you. And it's important for you to stay positive. Listen, the world is full of houses and cars and everything else. So it wasn't the end of the world for that. You'll have another vehicle. You'll have another house. You will have the life that I know you so desperately want. And you know what? You're going to make it happen. Those other people, your family, they can kind of go pee up a rope. You know what I mean?
I wonder where that came from.
I don't know, and I don't know how you do that, but it's an expression.
Piss up a rope, yeah, I've heard it.
And I'll tell you, there's a calling on your life, too. Some of us that go through the hardest things end up realizing, hey, I have some power here where I can help to change humanity, to change society. And
I've thought that before.
You've got a voice, and you're going to start speaking for all those people out there that do not have one. And it's going to be once you have reestablished in your home, your little family, reclaimed your own self-respect that others have destroyed in you. Okay?
Well, thank you, because that's an affirmation. Thank you.
They own it, and there's way too much conditional love around you. You need the unconditional kind, and you're going to give that to your kids. You watch. You're not going to allow this crap to go on in their lives.
It's not fair what's going on at all. I mean, I know eventually it's possible. Well, that's not fair. I get that. But, the judicial system holds up the law that they expect us to follow. But when they're not following it, and they're able to do that, and they hold you to some standards that aren't even, you know, in your hands 100%. Like, you know, they're supposed to pull together and help you a little bit, you think. You know, support you, they can do that for best interest of your kids, but they're not either. It's just like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
you also need
to take care of yourself. You sound like you're really kind of stressed out, strung out, you know, and the best thing you can do for your kids and yourself is to, you know, get back to who you really are. You will.
I know you are,
honey. Right here in your car.
It's hard when you realize you didn't even know who you were maybe the whole time. When you kind of, that's even a more worse than not, like finding your, like, did you know who you were the whole time? That's even more scary, you know, like, I don't know how to explain what I'm trying to say, but, you know, and I don't know if you can do health. Like, I know I'm not trying to tack in one, but you touch base on taking care of myself. Is there anything that you do pick up, like, that I need to, I've been trying to get health insurance, and I'm not having very much luck, and that's another thing. Everything's been working against me. I'm just kind of worried about that. Is there anything that you see or
I'm not seeing anything that is dire, which is good. I just worry about your, watch the caffeine in case you're drinking a lot of caffeine of any kind.
I'm not much of a caffeine drinker, thank goodness. I just binge on chocolate today, though. Maybe that's what you're thinking.
Oh, yeah.
You're wondering because you're at about 90 miles an hour. So we were just wondering.
It's just, I'm just nervous and I'm stressed and I don't have anybody to listen to me. And so I'm trying not to overwhelm you all on a talk show.
Courtney, we're here almost every night.
We do a lot of shows every day.
Yeah, you can call us.
Every week, every day.
We have some people.
And I've always been a fast talker, so.
Yeah. Well, you're going to find your place in this world, and I know that's a song, and I love that song.
What?
I forget who sings
it.
He won, like,
I don't know what you're quoting.
The name
yours
of it is
yours?
Called, it's, well, it's about finding your place
in
this world.
I didn't know if you're talking about her being a fast
talker.
Well,
that's really cool if you said that. The affirmation thing, you know, about being a voice. Like, I feel like I have to rush out everything I have to say because nobody's genuinely listening. Like, nobody is, you know, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like I have to shorthand and summarize things, not just because we're on time limit, but you get what I'm saying. And maybe I will be a voice for people that are in my position.
I believe you will be. And you will know when to pick up that sword of justice.
Yeah. It's a lonely feeling. Thank you so much.
Honey, don't go yet. We're going to give you your rebel card.
Oh, I'm ready for that. That's a witty fun. Yeah, I'm ready for that.
The subject is you are loved. You're here for a reason.
Oh.
Don't F it up.
Yep, you're here for a reason.
You know what? I have been doing a good job of effing it up, so I'm trying to work on that. But thank you.
We are our own worst enemy, us humans. We always are.
You come here,
sure.
You get nothing but unconditional care and love. I know what it's like
to
be like.
Oh, so, I feel that for you. I've seen your posts. I've tried to give you a little bit of support, you know, as well with your situation and family. I know you can understand. So I appreciate y'all hearing me out. And sorry for talking so fast, but it's just sometimes it seems like people don't genuinely care, but y'all do. And I appreciate that.
We do.
And when you talk fast, you make the show go fast.
Yeah.
Y'all, I know. That's another thing. I was sensing a little bit of the stress on your agenda. Like, I'm trying to help you out too. Okay. Like,
I wasn't that stressed. I was trying to soak in.
You
want to
help as many people as y'all can, you know, I'm trying to hurry up.
Well, I can't wait for the day, and it's going to come when you call in and you say, guess what? Not only did I land a job, it's a good one. The kids are coming back. I mean, I just know it's going to be like Christmas in July for you.
I just hope I get to physically see them soon. It's been too long. So that's one of my big things I'm working on right now. But thank y'all so much. Y'all have a good new year, and I will keep y'all updated.
Take care, honey.
You know where to find us.
Bye-bye now.
Yes, good luck. Yes, much love.
All right. I believe, first of all, international shout-out to Jeanette.
Jeanette.
She said her mother used to use the expression, you can go pee up your own back.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's always about peeing up. We are the go pee up something. I guess you're going against gravity.
We're
going
to have to look it up.
I'm not going to do it right now.
Pee up your own back.
Or piss up a rope.
Yeah, that would be quite.
I've heard that one very often. So we talk about peeing expressions. Yes, that's how we end our show. What a great moment.
I want to say goodbye tomorrow evening. We will have a post up. If you're able to, your West Coasters are going to love it. More within grasp of all.
We'll do a wee bit later. Nothing out of control.
Yeah. Okay, well, everybody, take care. Love you all.